Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, May the 4th of 2021. And yes, by the way, listeners, if you're a Star Wars fan, of course, may the 4th be with you. Of course. We can't forget. And I have to admit, I'm a Star Wars fan myself. I mean, I enjoy it. It's a good series of movies. And I've had fun watching them over the years. I honestly have yet to watch the 1970s ones. I might have watched the 2005 one, but I don't know. I know that I have watched the 1999 one, yeah, the 1999 film, the 2005 film. No, I don't know about the 2005. I know I've watched the 99, the 2005, and the 2015 one, and the 2019 one I watched in February of 2020 before we all know what happened. And for those of you who don't know what May the 4th be with you means, it's just, if you're not really a Star Wars fan, don't worry about it. Usually, my pastor would say something to the effect of when he talks about different things from different shows from back when he was younger and what have you, or different things like that from time to time. You know what he'll usually say? Usually he will say, if you are under a certain age, don't worry about it. He decides what that number is. A little over 10 years ago, it used to be if you're under 40, don't worry about it. Now, he has raised that number to 50, basically saying if you're under that age, don't worry about it. Don't you think that's pretty funny, isn't it, that he does that? That's why I said if you're not a Star Wars fan, don't worry about the May the 4th be with you. Because it may not make sense to you. I'm so glad to have you tuning in tonight, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you found out about the program tonight. And we're just so grateful to have you here on this miracle Tuesday night, where we learn about, where we teach on different miracles of Jesus. And tonight, I'm going to deal with the 10 who were healed of leprosy. And what all happened there, and the one, only the one came and was made completely whole. That's what we're going to be teaching tonight as on Tuesdays right now we're reading about miracles, and also as a part of that we're talking about healing. In our bodies. And I'm curious, listeners, how many of you have received a healing in your body since you've been saved? That in one way or another, from something in your body, you've received a healing. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes. And I know I have. And he's healed me in several different areas over the years. And so of course it is going to be a good night tonight, as we're going to be reading from where it talks about the 10 who were healed of leprosy. And what happened there, and just continue to talk about healing. And how many of you know that he wants to heal more than just your body? Amen. He wants to heal your finances. Maybe they've been hit hard over the past year, for example, with COVID. Maybe you own in other different places that people own, and you're just believing that God's going to do something, that God's going to do a miracle. Well, but, you know, this is the last thing I'm going to say about that is, of course, you have to put works to your faith. Meaning, you have faith that God's going to do what he said in his word, and then you have to put works to that faith. So maybe for some of you, part of what that work is for you that you put to that faith is that you win souls for Jesus, as many as possible, which we should all be winning at least one soul per person per year, at the very least. At my church, we're doing summer outreach once a month during the summertime on Sunday mornings. And this friend of mine, Anna, I mean, this friend of mine from the Kalamazoo area, she's coming and bringing multiple guests with her. I mean, people who want to learn how we do this here so that they can go do that in their area. And I'm really glad about that because I saw this person at my church this past Thursday night. And so, you know, this is the last of the last days. And the only thing we can take with us to heaven is people. Your mask, mosque, face diaper, muzzle, whatever you want to call that thing, or those things, however many of them you have in your house, that thing you put on your face, guess what? It's not going to heaven with you. And they won't be in heaven either. God doesn't need them. We won't need them there. Because there's no corona in heaven. No, there's not. Because there's no sickness and disease allowed in heaven. And, of course, I'm very grateful for that. Yes, I am. So, Mother's Day is coming up on this coming Sunday, and of course, I really want to remind you to please, at the very least, call your mother on Mother's Day, at the very least. If you're somewhere where you can go see your mother, you can go take her out to lunch. Most places in America, you can go to the restaurants and eat. Unlike last year, where in more states than not, they were shut down still. Yeah, but just think of all the things that she did for you over the years. Over all the years. Think of how she's helped you when you were a child. You lived in the house. Reminded you that the bed is not a trampoline, whether it's your bed, your mom's bed, your brother's bed, or your sister's bed if you had them. No bed is ever a trampoline. You heard it once, you heard it 1,000 times. Or another phrase you might have heard when you were younger, that is not a toy. I used to hear that about the silly answer, about those answering machines I used to play with. Deleting messages. That I would be forwarded from my school. but that's a different story. Think of the times that she would help you with your homework. Think about the times that she maybe took you to school when you missed the bus. As, yes, there were a few times when that happened. And she still loved me enough to take me. Times that you were out and about around town and she maybe took you to McDonald's on the way to baseball practice. I was going to say Chick-fil-A, but unfortunately we don't have enough of those up there because we're not the southern United States. We're not even Ohio. Well, even in, like, Cincinnati, they got, like, five of them, six of them. Like, example, in Toledo, they're on Monroe Street. Monroe Street near Franklin Park Mall. Another one inside of Franklin Park Mall. One at University of Toledo. And another one on, I don't know if it's Navarre Avenue or if it's not four of them. It's actually five of them now because they got one on Central Avenue. And a couple of others in the nearby area, like at least one other one within like 15 minutes of the city. And I wish we had Chick-fil-A's up here. Someday, Deanna, you will be saying the same thing. Someday, you will say that. Someday, you will learn to love it, love it, love it. Because I used to like it, and then as I got a little older, I started to like it more. Because the first time I was out of Chick-fil-A was in actually in Chattanooga, Tennessee, 2011, at the Hamilton Place Mall Food Court at Hamilton Place Boulevard near I-75, like 5 miles from the state line of Georgia. I always say where they're near highways. When they're near highways, you can kind of picture it if you're in the area, listeners. So, that was my first Chick-fil-A was down there. But nonetheless, think of the time she took you to through there on the way to baseball practice. You think about the things you wish you didn't, like, man, I wish she didn't yell at me over those jeans. You know, mom's got to do the mom thing. But honestly, good mothers know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And so at least contact your mother this year on Mother's Day. At the very least, contact if maybe you live too far away to go see her. And because, of course, Mother's Day is an important day for mothers. Because, like I said yesterday, of course, our mothers took us out of the world. Excuse me. Let me rephrase. Our mothers brought us into the world. But I'm sure many of you have heard the phrase, you brought me in, but you can take me right back out. Have you heard that before, Zeanna? Like, I brought you in, but I can take you right back out. Yep. Did she used to say that when you would get grounded? Like, you know what? I brought you in, I can take you right back out. Of course, I'm glad mine didn't take me back out. Like, look what you're going to do. Just say zap, and then disappear. And then is she just going to say zap, and then suddenly you disappear? But nonetheless, in a way, but, you know, of course, if you love your children, mothers, I hope you wouldn't just say, oh, they let me down this one time, I'm done with them. Like what some people do to that restaurant maybe sometimes because they messed up their order. And didn't give them the food the way they wanted it to be. So if you didn't read the menu, in this case, if you didn't read the menu to find out how it was made, and then it comes to you, and it's not how you wanted it, in that case, it's not their fault. You know whose fault it is? Yours. Because you didn't read it. So I would hope, mothers, if you're listening, that you would never say, oh, I'm just done with my kid in this area because they didn't do a certain thing when you didn't even give them the instructions. You didn't even give them the instructions. Then in this case, you know whose fault it is? Yours. Sorry. That's a good analogy, though, isn't it? Because I remember one time that happened with, didn't want to go to this certain restaurant because I was like 15, 16. I'd went to the certain restaurant and I wanted some chicken strips and fries, ordered them. And guess what? The chicken strips were not breaded. The chicken strips were not breaded. Did I eat them? Sure. Were they what I wanted? No. And no one read to me in the menu that they weren't breaded. Of course, they don't bread them, but, you know. And so my mom tried to explain that to me and be like, oh, she's like, you know, we don't just say, oh, because you didn't do this certain thing the way we wanted, we're just done with you, totally done. You didn't just lose these privileges for 3 days. We're done. No. At least I would hope not. You know, there's something to be said about just the love of a mother to her son or daughter, regardless of how old they are. Because you're still their son. You're still your mother's son or daughter, regardless of how old you are. If she's still alive, if your mother's still alive, she's still your mom. Momhood doesn't stop just because you turned 18 or left the house. And moms still give great advice, by the way, even after you move out. And they give advice and wisdom and insight on how you should do things. And so I think of what the Bible says. Honor your father and your mother, that it would be well with you, that you would have a good life and a long life. If you dishonor your father and mother, you will have a short life and a miserable life. And the Bible's clear about that. All right. Now, couple of real quick things before we get into worship and then get into the word. I first off want to mention to you that we have the book, Rivers of Miracles. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That's rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book. And go check out that book. It's a great resource. It's the story of my life up to my 30th, and you talk about a mother who loves her son and yes, if you're listening, I love you, mother. I really do. Amen. But anyhow, that book, you can go online, check it out, buy the book. We're believing God to sell as many copies of this book as possible. So please, buy them. The other thing I want to remind you about is the PayPal. You can go online to PayPal to study. You can go online to PayPal to sow seed into this program. If this program has been a blessing to your life at all, I would encourage you to consider sowing a seed. An amount of your choosing. I'm not going to spend my shows telling you how much money each person should give based on how often you listen to my show. You still get the same program whether you've given a lot or whether you never give at all. You're still getting the same program. Amen. And the passage, the scripture I want to stand on tonight is where it talks about the lady in Luke, where she sows, I mean, all these people are giving their offerings in the treasury when Jesus is at the temple. Some of these people are giving huge amounts of money. Huge amounts of money. Huge. I want him some money. But then this lady comes up and puts in a little amount. But she put in all that she had to live on. I'm not saying you have to give me all your money. No, no, no. I did not just say, give me all your money. No. And if that's how you feel, keep it. I don't want dirty money. Oh, he wants my money. No, I want you blessed. Amen. And, but this lady, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. And Jesus said, you know, the Lord looks on the heart. Not about the dollar amount. It's about the heart. It's about the percentage. If you, example, if you have $100,000, let's say $150,000, and you put in $30,000, that's a huge amount. Of 150, you get like 15, that's like 10%. That's the tithe. But if you have 10, if you have $5,000 and give 4,000, the Lord looks a lot higher on the 4,000 out of the 5,000, the 80%, compared to the one who only gave 10%. Even though in this case the other person gave more than triple the amount of money. But no one has the same heart. The Lord looks on the heart. So that's what I want to leave you with on that. And whenever you sow seed, I call you blessed. I always call that seed blessed. And to sow the seed, you go to PayPal, and in the search bar you type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. In the search bar, first name is Rivers, last name is Shukla. And I call you blessed in the name of Jesus. I always pray your seed is blessed. Amen. Now, we're going to sing, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. I say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, because he's my friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He said, can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, because he's my friend. Healed my body, and he told me to run on. He healed my body, told me to run on. He healed my body, He told me to run home because he's my friend. He's the way where there seems to be no other. He's a rock that is higher than I. He's a bridge over my troubles. Jesus is a friend of mine. He's the way when there seems to be no other. He's a rock that is higher than I. He's a bridge over my struggle. Jesus is a friend of mine. Can't nobody do me like Jesus said. Can't nobody do me like the Lord said. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, because he's my friend. He healed my body and he told me to run home. He healed my body and he told me to run home. He healed my body. He told me to run home because he's my friend. Say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, because he's my friend. He's the way when there seems to be no other. He's a rock that is higher than I. He's a bridge over my struggle. Jesus is a friend of mine. He's the way when there seems to be no other. He's a rock that is higher than I. He's a bridge over my struggle. Jesus is a friend of mine. I say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. I said, can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, because he's my friend. Come on, he's my friend. Come on, he's my friend. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. You are love. You give life to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Oh, we love you, Jesus. You're the Lamb that was slain. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing could compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are. I will come here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Oh, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, yeah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Oh, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, oh, your presence, your presence, Lord, oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are in our midst tonight. Thank you for all of that. We magnify you. We worship you for who you are. We've worshiped you. We've praised you. Now we're going to enter into your word to learn about you. To look, Jesus, at the wonderful miracles that you did in people's bodies and how, yes, it is your will for us to be healed. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for healings taking place in these people's bodies, wherever they are. In fact, just put your hand over yourself and call yourself healed. Jesus, I call my body healed in the name of Jesus. My body lines up to your word. Sorry if you heard whispering. I was just saying, you know, what I told you to say. Body, I call you well in the name of Jesus. And now I just thank you, Lord Jesus. As we study your word, you reveal yourself to us in ways that we don't know. And Lord, I pray that you help these listeners be able to concentrate on you as we study this word so they can get everything out of it that you want them to get. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you, Holy Spirit, permission to do anything you want to do tonight. And Lord, I thank you. I make my confession tonight over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that finances come into this program. I say that increases in listenership come into this program. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have, and I can do what the Word says I can do. Tonight I will be taught the Word of God. This Bible is more than a religious book to me, more than a history book to me, and it is more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, if you would, to the book of Luke, chapter 17. Praise God, Luke 17. And like I said, like I've said before time and time again, I want to remind you, don't just sit there and watch. Be a participator. Whatever I do here, you do. Wherever you are. Amen. Chapter 17. The Miracle Man has found it. We're going to begin in verse 1. Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause you to sin are bound to come. But woe to that person through whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. So watch yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in a day and 7 times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. He replied, pay attention to this verse. Verse 6. Here's what he told him. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and plant it in the sea, and it will be done. It will obey you. Same thing. Verse 7 now. Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. What do you say to that servant when he comes in from the field? Come along now and sit down to eat. Wouldn't he say, prepare my dinner, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that, you may eat and drink. Wouldn't he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything that you were told to do, you should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. Now watch this. This is where we deal with the 10 or heal of leprosy. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into the village, 10 men who had leprosy met Jesus. And they stood at a distance and cried out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, he came back. And he praised the Lord in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet. And he thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Verse 17. Jesus asked, weren't all 10 of these men cleansed? Where are the other 9? No one found to return and give praise to God except for this foreigner. And then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Verse 20. Once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, the kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation. Nor will people say, oh, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you. Then he said to his disciples, the time is coming when you will long to see one of the days under the Son of Man, but you will not see it. Men will tell you, there he is, or here he is. Do not go running off after them. For the Son of Man was his father. It will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first, he must suffer many things. He must be rejected through generations. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also it will be in the days of the Son of Man. People will be eating, drinking, marrying, being given in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. But the day Lot left, fire and brimstone, sulfur, rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this in the day of the Son of Man. On the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on the roof of his house with his goods inside, no one should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife, Sister Salt. Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in a bed. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding together. One will be taken, the other left. Where, Lord, they asked, he replied, where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather. All right. Let's go look at the story of these 10 lepers. So he's done teaching in one place. He's going to another. He's on the border right by Galilee. The 10 guys come up near him. Excuse me, let me rephrase that. They stand at a distance. Because they're all lepers, but they are all, well, all 10 of them, you know, have leprosy. And I'm assuming why they were standing at a distance was to try to keep from giving it to anyone else. But, you know, in places where they have leprosy, they actually have leper colonies where people who have leprosy, they live there. they're kept there while they have it, so that they can't to other people who don't have it. Who don't have it, they can't give it to people in the public. But these 10 guys are out in public. They're distance away. But they were supposed to yell out, "Leper! Leper! Stay away from me! I got leprosy! Stay socially distant! Put on your mask!" So I put that. Oh, that was something else. No, they said they were supposed to say, "Leper, stay away." Instead, they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on me, on us. Have mercy on us." And Jesus healed them all right there. And he tells them, "Go show yourselves to the priest so that you can fulfill the requirements that of which Moses commanded you." One of the 10 men, only one man out of those 10 came back. This man fell down at Jesus' feet, right in front of Jesus' feet, and he thanked him. And I don't think he thanked him just once. He thanked him profusely. This guy was overjoyed that he had been healed. He was overjoyed that he had been healed. He was glad that he had been healed and that all the leprosy had been healed from him. And because he came back and thanked him, he received his complete wholeness. And Jesus said to him, "Your faith has made you well." And he looks at his disciples and he says, "Well, weren't all 10 of these people cleansed? Where are the other 9? Where are the other 9? Just try to imagine a pastor where he's got all these people who are believing for things from God. A lot of these people, they receive that very thing that they want. They get promotions at jobs. They get healing in their body. They get all this wonderful stuff. All these wonderful things. And only a couple of them come back. And then the Lord says to this pastor, "Hey, shepherd boy, where is everybody? Where are all those people? Where'd they go? Where'd they go?" And then they got healed. People, those lepers, the 9 that didn't come back, they got their healing. But they didn't come back and thank him for what they received. They did not come back and thank him. Because when you have something that big happen in your life, like these men who get healed from leprosy, That's the time to celebrate. That's the time to come back to Jesus and thank him and worship him and praise him and thank him that he did that, that he had that mercy. I heard a preacher, a very good spirit-filled pastor, say something a couple days ago. He said, a preacher told me that you should not be teaching your people that they can have miracles every day. I know, this preacher had told them, this other preacher who was supposed to be spirit-filled told this preacher who I was listening to, which who was very much spirit-filled, born again, water baptized, is the preacher that is pastor. He's one that I've been listening to a lot of the sermons for like the last year and a half. You may know who I'm talking about. You may not. But this other preacher had said, miracles are for special occasions. And this other guy, though, who I listened to, he said, yes, miracles are awesome. Yes. And yes, they can happen every day. They can have supernatural miracles. Yes, they can have miracles. Yes, we believe in miracles. Yes, yes. Because God, there's no limits on God. And don't you ever try to put limits on God, on what he can do. Because the God I serve is the God of no limits, no boundaries. And the verse we read earlier, Luke 17, verse 6, if you have faith, as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will be done. Doesn't take no elephant-sized faith. Just takes faith the size of a mustard seed. The size of a little mustard seed. That's smaller than one of those, than a single French fry. Or a carrot. Or whatever. Smaller than a penny. But if you just have faith the size of a mustard seed, then you can have the trees moved. You were just saying the tree thing as an example, but you can receive things from the Lord. You can receive things that you're believing for from God. There's different methods, a couple different methods on how God heals people. There are times where Jesus uses the miracles. Those healings happen like right there. Like what we just read about tonight with those leper people. All 10 of them were healed right there. A lot of times, that's how it happens. Many other times, though, more often than not, Jesus uses the recovery system. Which can often involve, you know, natural things. It can involve, of course, yes, prayer. I mean, you got to believe God if you want to be healed. You don't get a miracle. You know, God can use surgeries, medicine, doctors. Yeah, doctors who prescribe medicine, do surgeries, and other different things in the medical system. I'm talking about the recovery system, by which you get healed. And though it may not seem as instant and as like what it does, like when it happens right there, and I don't want to say the word glitzy, glamorous, flashy, but it's often when it happens right there in that church service, you get healed right there, and we get to celebrate. That's not always how it happens. Many times, God uses the recovery system. Other people who have different things in their bodies that are life-threatening, sometimes God just takes them home. You may wonder, well, how does God decide? And why is it that some people get their healing right away and other people it takes longer to get it? Even if they're doing everything right. Well, if they are doing everything right and some people it takes longer than others, we may not know why. God works in mysterious ways. We don't know why or how God does it when he does it. And it's like what I said last night, how my mom used to say, heal him or take him home. Jesus didn't take me home yet, so it's obvious to me that there's a reason that Jesus wants me to stay here on this earth. Amen. And I'm not ready to go until God calls me home. That's when I'll be ready, because I know I still have work to do for God on this planet. And so, of course, I thank God for this leper, that he came back, this former leper, that he came back and thanked Jesus profusely, knelt down in front of Jesus' feet, and just kept thanking him, worshiping him, praising him. And all those people wondering, you know, what's going on? And then Jesus says, where are these other 9 people? I healed 10. I cleansed 10. Only one is back. And there's another thing that Jesus says in another chapter of Luke that I feel like is very similar. maybe it's not exactly the same, but something to think about. There is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. There's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than what there is for 99 righteous people, 99 born-again Christians who are living right, obeying the Bible, doing what Jesus says, on fire, not backslidden at all, and have no need to repent. There is more rejoicing over that one person, that one sinner who repents, or even the one Christian who's supposed to be Christian, they cooled off, stepped away from God, and then repented. There's more rejoicing over one of those than what there is 99 people who don't need to repent. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this word in our hearts. I pray, Lord God, that every time that we receive something from you that we ask you for, whatever it is, every time that we receive what it is that we believe in for from you, every time we receive it, may we always be thankful to you for it. May we always praise you and worship you for it. And not just be, oh, okay. But may we thank you for it and worship you and be grateful to you, Jesus. And now, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you're healing our bodies. You're healing our minds. And that all pain would leave. All discomfort would leave. I pray, Lord God, that all depression would leave. All oppression would leave. All evil thoughts of harm would leave. I pray that all pain would leave our bodies as well, Jesus, and all sickness, all colds, flus, cancers, diabetes, heart things, you know, all these different things that people face. COVID, that all sickness and disease would leave our bodies right now because we are the healed of the Lord. We are your children, Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you're ministering to our bodies. You make a way where there seems to be no way. All things are possible with you. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.